Stress. Even a word can impact the mind and body when we say it. It's a big word, and a word that is often used in today's changing world. Stress is a natural physical and mental reaction to life experiences. It is mankind's way to survival. Everyone expresses stress at different times. Stress in short-term situations may be beneficial. It can condition us to learn and react effectively in a potentially serious situation. I'm sure we have all heard someone express, "I am so stressed," or "This is a very stressful situation," or something to that nature. They simply cannot cope, and more than likely they won't. Long-term high-level stress that you may experience every day is a different thing. When this happens, stress will send a number of hormones into adverse action. When your mind and body responds to high-level long-term stress, it increases your heart rate and breathing, your palms may become sweaty, your chest may tighten. The stress hormones are all suddenly triggered. It will cause frustration and anxiety and the inability to think clearly. In short, a flight, fight, or freeze kicks in. The body and mind will flood with the stress hormones of cortisol and adrenaline. In our brains, when stress is triggered, the amygdala, which is constantly on the lookout for life-threatening situations, and if detected, our blood flow will be reduced to the prefrontal cortex, the intelligent new part of the brain, and the hippocampus, which is used for memory and learning. When this occurs, the amygdala will restrict the opportunity for information, causing an obstruction to clear thinking, ranging from reasoning, impulse control, emotional regulation, and memory loss. From a mental and physiological impact, stress can attribute to anxiety, depression, infertility, blood sugar, and gut issues. The gut is an important one. Sometimes known as the second brain, it plays a major role in high-level stress. Unlike the vagus nerve, carrying information between brain and organs of around 20%, the gut signals high-level senses of 80% to the brain, the other way around. So we can interpret this as to why today there are so many medically gut-related issues. We have come so far since industrialization, some 200, maybe 300 years ago. Or have we? With the onslaught of so many new technologies that may contribute to high-level stress in today's society, we can resolve a whole range of side effects that are caused by stress almost immediately, just by simply meditating. When we practice meditation, we can take advantage of our skill to curb these reactions. We will learn to stay calm and present in a potentially threatening situation. Meditation will actively do the opposite and reduce the stress triggers. The breath slows, the heart rate reduces, the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex will have the ideal opportunity to work in full capacity to handle a situation. The amygdala will actually shrink over a period of time. In other words, meditation can prepare our body and mind to react in a calm and positive way and provide an outcome that will be beneficial to you and those around you.